Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell. It's great to have you here. We are talking about some technology, and we had a really interesting article yesterday about virtual reality, and today we are going to be shifting over to some other technology. But before we describe what that technology is, allow me to introduce my friends here. I have Brendan and Serena with me in the studio. How are you guys?
I'm great, Campbell. Thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, we've been talking a lot about technology. Yesterday, we talked about virtual reality, and that was pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, like I really liked how you can just put on these goggles or headsets and just be in a totally different place halfway around the world.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it definitely opened my mind to what the possibility of virtual reality is. You know, I think at first when I started reading the article, I was thinking that it was just, you know, maybe putting something on and just watching a movie and just immersing yourself in the movie. But then what it was describing yesterday was actually putting yourself in a different place watching that movie.
Right, it's a whole different level.
Yeah, whole different level. And Brendan, you are a virtual reality kind of, not an expert necessarily, but someone who loves technology, right?
Yeah, I love particularly visual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So virtual reality has been something that's been sort of on my personal radar for a while.
Right, yeah.
So I'm glad that we got to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, you are a filmmaker, so it might be something you need to think about in the future with filmmaking.
Oh, boy, virtual reality films. That would be really challenging.
Yeah, something very immersive, right? You'd have to, it would be a whole other way of making films.
Completely different, yes.
Yes. All right, well, today we are shifting gears. We're going to be talking about iPads and how restaurant owners and business owners are incorporating the iPad into their restaurants and into their business model. Have you ever been at a restaurant where you ordered on an iPad?
I actually did. There's a cafe right near my house, actually. They also have paper menus.
Right.
But there's a lot of different dishes, so the waiter comes over and he shows you the actual dish on the iPad, so you know what it actually looks like.
Right. So it's kind of a picture.
Right, a picture.
So you don't actually order.
Right,
on
you don't
there.
Order. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but maybe in the future there.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, this is another example of how technology has changed the way we do things, right? In the past, and I mean, for the most part now, still, we look at a paper menu or a book, and then we kind of give our order to the waiter orally, right, verbally. But now it seems like with technology, they can just bring you the iPad. You can order right from your table. What do you think some of the advantages of this are, Brendan?
Well, for the restaurant, it's very cost effective.
Yes.
Back at home in the States, I actually ran into not an iPad, but there are a number of restaurants that I saw that had a sort of digital, like, it was a digital display on a small screen that was a touch screen, and it was bolted down to the table.
Right.
And you could order through that,
right.
But they also had a waiter come around to, you know, take your order.
Right.
This happened shortly after there was a law to vote to raise the minimum wage, you know, in America. And so I was wondering, is this a way of the companies trying to save money?
Right.
But, I don't know.
Yeah. It definitely, again, is a shift in the way we do things. I remember the first time I actually went into a restaurant, and they had these ordering stations, right? You put in, they had these iPads set up, and you kind of look through the menu, order it, and then you would go to the counter and pick it up, and then you'd find a table and sit down. I was just kind of like very flabbergasted. I was like, wow, this is a whole new way of doing things, you know, and so technology really does change our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into our article. We are on page 17 today, and the title of today's article is iPad Finds Niche in Restaurants and Stores. Let's get started. iPad finds niche in restaurants and stores. Apple has often touted the millions of consumers who have switched from Windows PCs to Macs and from Android devices to iPhones.
But there's another growing group of customers who are switching to Apple devices that the company hasn't talked a lot about. Owners of restaurants and retail stores. The iPad has completely revolutionized that market, said Rhoda Alexander, director of tablet and notebook research at IHS Technology, a consulting firm. Gaining traction. Startup companies have been designing applications that allow the iPad to be used as a sales system since soon after the first one hit store shelves in 2010. But the use of the device in restaurants and retailers has been gaining increasing momentum. The Waffle House restaurant chain, for example, has rolled out an iPad-based cash register system at hundreds of its locations. Companies that design the apps that allow the iPads to be used as sales systems say that the numbers in use have been growing at exponential rates.
So Apple, which is the company that many, many people know, I'm sure, they are the ones that created the iPhone and the iPad and the iPod and all these different computers and technology that we can't seem to live without nowadays. They have often touted the millions of consumers who have switched from Windows PCs to Macs and from Android devices to iPhones. What does that mean that they're touting something?
It means to advertise, make known, or praise something or someone repeatedly.
Right. So basically they're letting everybody know that many people are switching from Windows PCs to Macs and from Android devices to iPhones. I myself am one of these people. I do prefer the... I've been converted from... I used to use PCs all the time and I couldn't understand why people would use Macs, you know, but... I'm not going to say. I don't want to be promoting the Mac, the Apple family, but I do prefer the Mac and the Apple family over other devices.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to leave that there. So, but there is another growing group of customers who are switching to Apple devices. And who are these customers?
These are owners of restaurants and retail stores. So that's interesting. How are restaurant owners using these iPads in the restaurants?
That's a good question, right? And we're going to get into that. And it says, we hear from Rhoda Alexander. She's director of tablet and notebook research at IHS Technology, a consulting firm. And what does she say about the iPad?
It has completely revolutionized that particular market. I believe that market is restaurants, retail stores, that area, because they need technology too, and they probably have a bunch of different other companies trying to, you know, sell their products. But Apple comes in and says, hey, we have something different that you need, but you don't know you need it yet.
Right.
So here, just try it out. And so they're completely changing the market.
Oh, for sure. I mean, iPads and iPhones, that completely revolutionized our world, right, and the way we do things. And so I can definitely understand how it is revolutionizing the market. It's kind of creating a shift, right, and changing the way that they're doing things. And it makes sense. So it says here that it's gaining traction. So it's becoming more and more popular. Startup companies, so companies that are, you know, just getting off the ground, startup companies have been designing applications that allow the iPad to do what for many years?
To be used as a sales system.
Mm-hmm.
So these companies that are coding companies, sort of, or they're app designing companies, probably small businesses,
right?
Because of the nature of Apple and there's the Apple Store and how they sort of license their product for use, these companies are able to create different software that helps the restaurants, the retail stores, manage their finances and manage their store.
That's right. So they're creating the software programs or the applications for these restaurants and retail stores. Now, I just want to take a pause here. So application is actually the longer word for what we often hear of when we talk about phones and tablets, when we talk about apps, right? And I know a lot of Chinese people, they say APP, but actually the word is app. So when we speak English, we don't say APP, we actually say app. So right. I'm going to download an app. I'm using this app. This is my favorite app. Okay, so the word is app, which is short for application. And these companies are designing these applications for the use of use in restaurants and retail stores. And it's been gaining increasing momentum, which just means that it's moving forward, and more people are, as we were saying yesterday, jumping on the bandwagon, right?
Right.
Okay, and here we have an example about the Waffle House restaurant chain. Have you guys, either of you been at a Waffle House before?
I have a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It's a breakfast restaurant, I believe.
Yeah, it's a fast food chain.
Okay.
In the States, and they sell waffles and other breakfast items, as Serena was saying. And what have they done?
They have started using iPad-based cash register system at hundreds of locations.
That's right. So again, it's a restaurant chain, so they have many different locations around the United States. And they have rolled out, which just means they have brought out, they've begun to use an iPad-based cash register system. And actually, as we were reading, I was thinking, well, yeah, this makes sense, because there's an attachment that you can add to the iPad, and people can swipe their cards, you
right.
know, and people can just pay for their bill right on the iPad.
Right, and it kind of adds style to the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of cash registers are very big and chunky.
Right.
So it kind of gives it like a modern feel.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely seems like the stuff of science fiction, right, in the past. And I'm sure eventually it's going to get to the point where you don't even have to swipe. You just, you know, use your finger or something, you know, I don't know. But technology is definitely changing our world, right?
Yes. It is, most definitely. And I would imagine that this is better for, well, not just large chains, but, you know, smaller businesses where it's the owner who runs the store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they maybe have like 2 or 3 employees, but not that many.
Mm-hmm.
Because their iPad is more than just the store's iPad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For these, you know, I'm interested to see if these, you know, these Waffle House, this Waffle House chain, if they have specifically store iPads that they use
right.
for the cash register,
yeah.
which, I don't know, I would view that as sort of like, you know, almost a waste of an iPad. You've just converted this technology that can do a ton of stuff into a cash register.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have seen that in retail stores now, you know, mm-hmm. instead of that, like you were saying, that bulky cash register, you know, mm-hmm. now they use iPads, right, to
right.
do the scanning and to do the whole calculating and then the whole, and I mean, I think it's still attached to, you know, that cash drawer and things like that. But yeah, it's definitely shifting the way we do things and changing the way life works in a way,
yeah.
you know, and I remember reading a book about the cash register and how when it first came out, people didn't understand it, you know, why do I need a cash register, you know, but now it's just everywhere, right? Now it mm-hmm. seems weird if a store doesn't have a cash register.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
But
that's
it true. Didn't always exist, you know, there was a point where people mm-hmm. didn't have cash registers, but, you know, the company that created the cash register, they sold people on the idea that it would be good to have a record, you know, a record of the sale, you know,
right.
people have receipts. And so then cash registers became commonplace, and now iPads and tablets are becoming more and more popular. So I'm sure within the next few years, it's going to be very common.
Right.
You know, and our children and our grandchildren are going to be like, what are cash registers?
yeah, I think, I mean, they could even start using it for clocking in and out,
yeah.
you know, for various reasons.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, so, and we see that the trend is really growing because it says here, companies that design the apps that allow the iPads to be used as sales systems say that the numbers in use have been growing at exponential rates. What does that mean?
When something is growing exponentially, it is growing faster the larger it grows.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to use numbers, we can go 1. If you double 1, you get 2. If you double 2, you get 4. If you double 4, you get 8. If you double 8, you get 16. Double 16 is 32, I believe.
Yes.
And
64, 128.
64, 128. In other words, the more it grows, the faster it grows.
Right.
So.
So rather than going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 slowly, it's kind of like
1, 2, 4,
yeah,
8,
exponentially, so it's kind of growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So, this industry is definitely getting bigger and bigger. Now, how does it work? What happens? Let's continue our article and find out.
How it works. Companies that offer iPad and tablet-based sales systems typically includes several components. There's usually an app that can be used to take orders or ring up purchases. The systems usually include a cloud service that stores and analyzes sales data and makes it accessible on multiple devices. And the companies often offer directly or through partner accessories like cash drawers, receipt printers, countertop stands, credit card readers, and cases that allow the iPads to duplicate the features of traditional cash registers. How it adds up. The companies generally charge a monthly per-device fee to business owners who use their services. The portability that the iPads offer is just one of their advantages over traditional cash registers. Among the others, they tend to be far less expensive than traditional sales systems, and easier to swap in and out or replace if they break. Businesses can choose among multiple apps and sales services rather than being stuck with the system from a particular cash register maker.
So how does it work? Well, it says companies that offer iPad and tablet-based sales systems typically include several components. So what are these components?
Well, as we read on, there's usually an app that can be used to take orders or ring up purchases. Ring up is just sort of, not sure, the slang colloquialism for to add up the purchase.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, if we look at traditional cash registers, well, the cash registers in the past, the first cash registers, they would always go ding, you know, whenever there was a purchase made, right? They would type in the amount, and then when they hit the button, it would go ding, right? So that kind of created this idea of ringing up an order, right? So that's where that phrase comes from. So ringing up purchases, which just means just kind of calculating what's being bought and adding it all up and then telling the customer, okay, well, your total is whatever. So that's the idea of ringing it up. So taking orders and ringing up purchases. And the systems usually also include what?
It includes a cloud service.
Mm-hmm.
And that is any resource that is provided over the internet.
Mm-hmm. And it stores and analyzes sales data and makes it accessible on multiple devices. So it's not only shifting the way they're interacting with the customers, they're also shifting the way they keep records and how they keep track of their business.
Yeah, I would think that if you wanted to analyze the data of sales, you would have to bring in the inventory, take an inventory on how much you have at the beginning, mm-hmm. go through a day or a week or however long your period is, then take an inventory after that period and do, you know, the subtraction, figuring out, okay, how many of these did we sell? How many of these did we sell? Should we, you know, we didn't sell a lot of these, so we shouldn't order those.
Right.
We sold a bunch of these, so we should probably order more of those.
Right.
You know, it's a long process with a lot of inventory taking.
Right.
Whereas with this system, the information automatically goes in and the computer does the math for you.
Right. I used to work in a retail store and I used to work the cash register. And basically, traditional cash registers, they have two receipts, right? There's the one that that prints out and that you give to the customer. But then the machine also has another roll where it also kind of prints out the sale on those receipts, and that the store keeps. So what happens is the manager then needs to take that roll and go through it, right, manually, and look at each sale and tally up what was made every day.
Wow.
So that was quite the process. But now it's all digitalized. It's all computerized. And so it's not as tedious, right? It's right there on the pad or the computer. So it definitely makes it streamlines the process, makes it a lot simpler. And not just that, right? Then companies can offer directly or through partners accessories like cash drawers, receipt printers, countertop stands, credit card readers, and cases that allow the iPads to duplicate the features of traditional cash registers, right? And we talked a little bit about that earlier, right? Being able to swipe your credit card right through the iPad, and you definitely need a cash drawer. You need something to hold your money. Right, receipt printers, and you know, I don't think anything's really going to replace that receipt unless you're somehow, and I'm sure that's possible too, you're able to transfer the digital receipt right into the person's smart device.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we definitely see some shifts happening. All right. So how does it all add up? Well, how do these app companies make money? What does it say?
It says that the companies generally charge a monthly per-device fee to business owners who use their services.
What does that mean, a monthly per-device fee?
It means that for each device that they have a stake in or that you are using their app with, for each device that you have to pay per month to use their service.
Right. And, I mean, in a way, this kind of makes more business sense, too, because if you sell cash registers, right, those cash registers can last for years.
Mm-hmm.
So you sell one, they're going to use it for 10, 20 years, right, and then you can maybe make another purchase, right? But when you're doing these iPad things, you can charge them every month to use for the use of that, right? And it's not just every month, it's per device, for every device. So they're getting charged per device on a monthly basis for those who use their services. And it says here, the portability that the iPads offer is just one of their advantages over traditional cash registers. What are we talking about when we talk about portability?
It just means to be able to carry easily.
Yeah.
You can carry in your hands.
Right. Yeah, and I'm just thinking of how you know, I've been in certain retail stores, some certain clothing stores, where they have sales rep on the floor. So as you're shopping, you know, they can walk right up to you, or you can walk right up to them, and they can ring you up, as we were saying, ring you up right there. So you don't actually have to wait in line and go to a counter. You know, they can just ring you up, and they have these credit card swipers, and they can just swipe you right then and there.
Saves a lot of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you don't have to actually take all your stuff, you know, you can just write on the floor, you can just kind of swipe your card and just be off.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. So that's one of the advantages over traditional cash registers. What are some of the other advantages?
They tend to be far less expensive than traditional sales systems and easier to swap in and out or replace if something were to go wrong or break.
Mm-hmm.
So the per monthly fee, I'm guessing, when you add it up over time, costs less than the traditional, like you say, cash register. Particularly because there's, you know, technology changes, right. There are going to be adjustments, upgrades, things like that. So you're not just, you know, if something breaks on the cash register, you might, you know, have to, you know, get it fixed, you need to find somebody who actually knows that system.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with this, it's, we have a problem with this software. Well, that's okay because we have an updated version,
right.
And you already paid us the monthly fee, so we're not going to make you pay again for
right.
that.
Yeah.
So.
And if the device itself breaks, it's easier to switch. You can just get a new one easily. And businesses can choose among multiple apps and sales services rather than being stuck with a system from a particular cash register maker, right? So rather than just spending money on this one thing, If you don't like the way this one's organized, you can just switch to something else. So do you think that the cash register, the traditional cash register, is going the way of, you know, like the old cell phones or the way of the film camera? Do you think that cash registers are becoming obsolete?
It seems like it. I mean, I've actually always been I've never worked at cash register because I've always been afraid of, you know, adding up everything and of me making a mistake on the money, you know, but now it seems like it's a lot easier to handle. It's a lot easier to work. I think it will start becoming more popular.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Brandon?
I think that that this is definitely the way that the technology is going, and I definitely think that we're making a shift in this direction. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that this is not the stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously technology is going to improve,
mm-hmm.
but I think that people are going to either, well, one of two things will happen. Either the iPad will become so, you know, will become obsolete
mm-hmm.
and then only be used for either for mundane tasks like this or other household or businessy related things.
Mm-hmm.
And personal tablets will shift to something else,
mm-hmm.
or the cash register system will have its own personal digital, you know, iPad equivalent.
Right.
So that people can free up their iPads for other stuff.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how this technology affects our lives and what the applications for it will be in the future. And what do you think? Do you think the traditional cash register is going the way of the dinosaur? Is it becoming obsolete? Or do you think that, you know, we'll continue to use these cash registers for a while? We'd love to hear from you. Please do write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. As always, remember to check out our QR code at the top of this article for more information and more videos on these topics. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.